When American embassy personnel have to withdraw behind high walls, the people on the streets can feel the difference. Commentator Pius Kamau says this is happening in Kenya after the attacks on an Israeli-owned hotel and the American embassy. Kamau is a surgeon born and raised in Kenya who now lives in the United States. He says terrorism has changed his country and its relationship with the United States.
I grew up in Mombasa, that picturesque old fort city, the gateway to Africa's hinterland. It was a community of the friendliest people in the world. It was my paradise, an Eden whose gates were always open. But recently, marauders and terrorists have breached the entrance to my childhood playground. In the last few years, Mombasa and Kenya have experienced two terrorist attacks. And even though Israelis and Americans were the targets, most of the dead were Africans. Many Kenyans bitterly condemned Arabs for the attacks, but afterwards they were also disappointed with Americans. Immediately after the embassy attack, people in the scene claimed American rescue teams behaved callously towards African victims. For several months, it seemed, the American embassy staff were incommunicado. A number of Kenyan observers felt that in their hurt, Americans wanted to get as far away from the site of the attack as possible. Then, when September 11th happened in the United States, many of my friends were sad to see the devastation of the Twin Towers. At the same time, they experienced a sort of bizarre satisfaction that America was getting a dose of the medicine Kenya had received 2 years earlier. Many of my friends said that if the Americans had stayed closer to the people of Kenya after the attack there, they might have learned a great deal more about the power and potential of Al-Qaeda. I was back in Kenya 2 years ago and was saddened to find that the embassy, once in the heart of Nairobi, has been moved many miles out of town. The most powerful symbol of American power and generosity now stands behind its ramparts. As a young boy in Mombasa, my American educators planted the seed that has blossomed into who I am today. I remember learning about the miracle of the Constitution and Abraham Lincoln's Civil War to free black America. Other eager young Africans need to be encouraged by American enterprise and American involvement. If the war on terror in that part of the world is to be won, Kenyans need to feel they are emotionally equal partners with America. And Americans must never forget the Africans who died each time there has been an attack on East African soil. African dead must never go unacknowledged. The death of another's relative must be considered as precious as that of your own.
The comments of Pius Kamau, a surgeon and occasional columnist for the Denver Post.